from the business of real estate to the business of fashion. As Americans grow fatter, some entrepreneurs see the plus-size clothing market as a potential cash cow. From member station KPLU in Seattle, Keith Seinfeld reports.
For larger women and men, it's always been hard to find attractive, good-fitting clothes. For young women, shopping has often been traumatic. Now comes a new chain of stores aimed squarely at this market niche, flamboyantly named Torrid.
I personally have been a plus-size girl since I was 14.
Candace Smith, now age 20, is assistant manager at the Torrid shop in Tacoma, Washington.
Towards being able to be young and be sexy and be bigger.
She says it's not uncommon for customers to react emotionally when they see a store with the latest fashions from floor to ceiling in sizes up to a woman's 26.
We've had girls that come in here and they literally just start crying because we're the first store they've ever seen where they can come in and buy something and have it fit properly. Torrid cuts for hips and breasts and for shapely girls, you know. It's not like you're just wider when you're a plus-size girl. You're shaped like a woman.
Torrid is a new national chain based in California, which debuted in 2001 and will have 77 stores by the end of the year. It has lots of teen fashions. Think pink.
Over here, we have kind of our trendier pieces.
Towards the back, we find evening and office clothes for women in their 20s. Torrid president Patricia Van Cleve sees nothing but potential.
More and more at a younger age, Americans are bigger sizes. They're bigger people and they're heavier people. So what other people hadn't done for the plus-size person was give the young plus-size person a chance to have real, up-to-date fashion choices.
Torrid isn't alone. Established plus-size specialty shops have expanded in recent years, including well-known chains such as Lane Bryant. Discounters such as Target and Walmart have added larger sizes. Men's shops are getting into the action, and plus-size clothes have moved out of the back recesses and onto main floors of department stores. Marshall Cohen of the market research firm NPD Group says a big shift came when designers such as Liz Claiborne and Tommy Hilfiger started making women's clothes size 16 and up.
This has always been one of the most ignored markets for two reasons. One, nobody really understood it. But two, a lot of people were afraid of it because of the image of their brand. They didn't want to see their signature piece walking down the street in a size 16 or 18 or 20. So a lot of them avoided making the plus-size business.
Cohen says customers were pressuring retailers, and they in turn pressured the designers. He says the most popular size for all women is now size 14, on the cusp of plus sizes. Cohen predicts the market could grow dramatically if only more stores and designers would cater to the pent-up demand for variety.
These women want to exercise. Are the stores carrying exercise clothing? No. You know, these women have cocktail parties to go to, black tie affairs. They have weddings to go to. They have, you know, some of them even getting, they may even be the bride.
Women complain they still have trouble finding anything that's not conservative or very basic. When compared to the overall number of clothing stores in any mall or downtown, the plus-size offerings are pretty minimal. Skinny models dominate storefronts and billboards. Currently, larger clothing makes up only about 19% of the apparel market. Contrast that with the fact that two-thirds of Americans are considered overweight. For NPR News, I'm Keith Seinfeld.